How are you?
You all right?
Look at that. We said, how are you at the same time?
We did.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Excellent.
It's going well. This,
this is stunning already.
A lot, yes.
Tell us a little bit about...
I did like the way that you you shouted at your listeners. Best Bond ever theme.
I always feel a bit Partridge when I start talking about Bond.
I like the idea that you, after the show, just go to the town centre, just walking around shouting your favourite Bond themes at people,
I think it is the best one, though, and it's worth shouting out down in Leeds City Centre, I would say.
Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty good, yes. What I like about Live and Let Die is I like the voodoo element.
Yes, it is. It was a bit weird. I think that was one of the first Bond films I watched.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not here at all.
No, we're not talking about that.
It's on Dave tonight.
It's not on Dave tonight, that. No, that's true. Off-Road is on Dave.
Yes. 8 o'clock this evening on Dave. Prime time. And you're right, you get to watch me at 8 o'clock, and then you can... It's before I'm a Celebrity, so it's win-win situation. The two, you can draw comparisons between the two, because you know how on I'm a Celebrity, they sort of... They invent situations where they put somebody into in order for them to, you see them suffering. Well, my show is exactly the same, but you don't, the situation is 100% real. That's the thing. There's no like, oh, we're going to put you in this thing and then this is going to happen. My show, basically, I went and did this event called the Scottish 6-Day Trial, which is a motorcycle event. It's 100 miles a day. Mainly off-road, and then 30 times a day you stop in these riverbeds with giant boulders, and then you have to ride through without putting your feet down, and it's just this incredibly grueling event. And what I discovered happens on it quite a lot is, because you're riding across moorland and there's a lot of bogs, the front wheel can dig in if you get it wrong. Ooh. And it throws you through the air over the handlebars. God. And you have a massive crash. Now, I would argue that some programmes on television are not quite as dangerous as they appear. Whereas this show, if you genuinely want to watch somebody not just going, oh, I'm not very happy about this, this is a bit uncomfortable. If you want to see somebody essentially crashing over and over again, this is the show for you.
Yes. What made you decide? I mean, you love bikes. I've watched many shows where you've gone on your bike around Australia, and I'm intrigued to what made you think, do you know what? This sounds like a bit of fun.
Well, this was sort of the next level, you know. It was sort of like, the thing is that, you know, again, you know, you watch a lot of, you watch some TV shows and it's like Joanna Lumley, you know, pedalos up the Nile, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, you see, like, I don't know, like, you know, Chris
Sue Perkins Tarrant at the Ganges. I've seen that one.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Is that a real show?
It was, yeah. It was on recently. Yeah, it was brilliant. On recently, yeah.
Sue Perkins up the Ganges. Was that what it was called?
I think so, yeah. Something
brilliant.
Like,
yeah. She was like, Sue Perkins up the Ganges while Lumley pedalos back the other way. You know what I mean? Chris Tarrant on a pogo stick. Yeah. It's kind of like, that's what you want to see, you know? So, that's all very, people sitting there, Sue Perkins in her speedboat looking out and going, oh, isn't this nice? Look, there's a fella there taking part in some sort of festival of light, setting fire to a donkey or something, I don't know. Whereas this is basically just 6 incredibly bleak days in the Scottish Highlands.
You're really selling it now, Ross.
Yeah,
you're really selling it.
No, but it's basically just like massive crashes. It's just this horrible test of physical endurance. All set to the backing of '80s music. we've given the whole thing like a bit of an '80s vibe to it.
Really?
Yeah. So it's and there's a bit of fun, you know, at the start, and then it gets a bit dark. So it's got everything you want. there are very few points where you'll see me looking off wistfully at the view. There's this incredible scene. You know, in fact, you'll like this. You know Skyfall? You know, in the popular Bond film, Skyfall, right?
Yeah.
Don't start shouting at passers-by.
I won't.
That scene where he's driving along the road to get to Skyfall,
yeah,
and there's this incredible valley. That's basically, if you imagine, instead of being on the road, you're on the actual heathery bits.
Ooh.
That's one of the bits that we had to ride across.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Hundreds of miles across. So this epic scenery. We've got big drone shots and everything. So, but at no point, I think there's one point in the show where my mate who I'm riding it with points up at the sky to say, take in the views. But there's no time to wistfully look up and go, isn't that wonderful? And there's no local people, you know, wrapping scarves around donkeys. That's what Lumley's always doing.
That's exactly what she's doing. I've never heard of this Scottish six-day trial before. But it's apparently it's one of the oldest motorsport events in the world.
It is, yeah. It's been running for over 100 years. And originally they would... the idea is that just getting the bike to the end of it was the challenge. And then as the bikes became more and more reliable, you know, the obstacles became bigger. And the skill of the riders in general and the ability of the bikes got to the point where, I mean, you're talking like huge steps, you know, like some of them are kind of like, you know, 10-foot sheer rock faces that you have to ride up, you know, and there's bikes cartwheeling back down and everything, but it's a, you know, it's definitely, I mean, as I say in the show, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's shown on Dave, but you know, if it had gone horribly wrong, it would have gone out as some sort of obituary. So.
Well, luckily it didn't go wrong, and we're talking to you today. You're one of the busiest men working at the moment. I think Martin's just tweeted in and says, hearing Ross's voice always makes me look forward to the Big Fat Quiz of the Year. Will he be on this year?
I've never done that.
I didn't think you had either.
No, I mean...
Have I got news for you quite a lot, I think.
Yeah. I do have I got news a lot. That's quite funny, though, isn't it? He goes, I really enjoy my not big fat quiz. We'll be doing it again.
Never done that.
That's weird. I very much look forward to him presenting Bake Off. Doesn't do that either. I love it. Martin sat there at home just imagining me in the different roles on television that he'd like to see me in. And I thank you for that, Martin. Yeah. Tonight, George Alagaya won't be reading the news. Ross is having a go. So, yes, I don't know how to answer that.
No, I don't.
I won't be on it. I might, but I don't know.
They haven't approached you yet.
They haven't yet, but, you know.
Because I imagine you get approached for quite a lot, I would imagine. I imagine you turn down quite a lot, Ross.
I think there should be, personally, I think there should be an IMDb for things that you say no to so that people can... I also think, you know, when they print the, you know, the Sunday Times rich list and all that, you know, the highest paid entertainers. Mm. I think they should also print one of like potential earnings if you didn't have any form of integrity. Do you know what I mean? So they show all the adverts that you've said no to, and you just go, no, I didn't really want to advertise that particular corn snack because, you know, I have some sort of worth. And in my heart, and then they go, oh, look how much he's turned down for that. So, yeah.
Well, one thing, luckily, he didn't turn down. Young Frankenstein.
Yes.
How's that been going? Because working with Mel Brooks, that just must be spectacular.
No, oh, so off the charts. I love that man more than you could possibly like. He's just
the god.
Yeah, it's been one of the biggest sort of treats of my career. You know, I mean, initially it was. I get an email saying, because I did the producers, I was in that a couple of years ago, but the production that I was in, like Mel Brooks and Susan Stroman, who directed that originally, they had sort of, they had nothing to do with the with that production, you know. So it was that thing of like, I got to sort of play in his world, and then this came along, and because it's in the West End and it's the first time it's been done over here, they said, yeah, he's gonna be here for the full, and we thought, oh, he'll probably just pop in, and you know, we'll see him once a week or something. He's in the room every day, all day long, shouting at people, and he's got no filter. That's what's beautiful about Mel. He's just literally, you sat there and you sort of, you flick between going, oh, this is just a 92-year-old man with no filter, and, oh my God, it's comic legends, Mel Brooks. Yeah. But yeah, he just, all the time, he does this thing where he kicks the, every day he'd walk in, kick the rehearsal room door open. Didn't matter what we were doing, he'd just go, no, you're doing it all wrong. You're ruining my show. and he'd give you like, he'd go around and he'd give us all notes. And he used to do this thing where, like when we first started rehearsing, and he'd go, okay, I want you to do this. I want you to do that. When this happens, you got to do this. And he turned to me and he just go, Ross, you're fired. Yeah, he's fired me about 25 times.
He's unbelievable.
He's brilliant. And he never stops. He's just like a comedy machine, you know.
Watching his reaction to the One Show was possibly one of the greatest TV moments of the year.
Well, what the thing about that is, you know, it was in all the papers, oh, Mel Brooks, Mel Brooks has a go at the One Show and stuff. What you didn't see was that was actually a toned down TV friendly version of what happened in the green room. It was truly, I mean, I can't say on air what he actually said, but he turned round to the producer and he was going, what is this crazy show? And like, he was just going, this, you know, you can imagine the language he was using, and like joking. But and then he said, and he was just going, you get a big star like me on, you got a big star, and you want to talk about a bin? What is wrong with you people? But, you know, he's right.
Oh, he's just so good.
He's absolutely right. You know.
I could talk to you, Ross, all day. It's on Dave tonight, 8 o'clock. It's Ross Noble, Off-Road, well worth watching. Ross, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Lovely, no problem at all. Now head back down to the station and start shouting at people about the living daylight.
No, it's live and let die.
Oh, of course it is.